so compelling that it was the first book that I read from cover to cover in one sitting. It was adult fiction that was accessible to a child with reading difficulties. It posed questions and created situations that fascinated me and fired my imagination, and stimulated me to ask questions of my own. And that was the real gift this book gave me. The inspiration to question what to many seems obvious. And that form of questioning has been paramount in my career as a scientist.
The book that changed me was written and presented by Maggie Aderin-Pocock. The reader was Adam Bellington, and this week's essay series was produced by Smita Patel. Next week, a dark history of British gardening. Well, it is Halloween. That begins Monday night at 10:45.
Leonardo, artist, engineer, showman.
If the painter wishes to see monstrous things, he can be lord and creator thereof. If he wishes to depict creatures or devils in hell, he only has to unlock his imagination.
BBC Radio 3's Sunday feature uncovers a lesser-known aspect of Leonardo da Vinci, his pageants and parades.
You have somebody who I believe had what I call a four-dimensional mind. He could visualise the time sequence of the event itself that the audience are watching, but also the process.
With excerpts from Leonardo's notebooks and vivid eyewitness accounts, Leonardo's biographer Charles Nicol explores yet another amazing aspect of this Renaissance man. This week's Radio 3 Sunday feature, starting at 7:45.
And that's on Sunday evening. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's almost 2 minutes past 11 now. Time for World on 3 with Mary-Ann Kennedy.
Starting out in Brighton by way of Columbia tonight with Will Holland's contribution to the new True Thoughts compilation, Shapes 1101. Quantic makes a couple of appearances on this double album, including that one, Portada del Mar, as Quantic presenta Flowering Inferno, although he does also turn up with a Dr. Dre cover, Cumbia style. Never the straightforward route. Coming up then tonight on World on 3 is a session from Virginia old-time trio Old Sledge that was recorded during their recent UK tour, and there's music as well from Brazil, Finland and South Africa. But having just played that track from the True Thoughts compilation, which has a couple of new Japanese artists included on this year's roster, I'm going to carry on in Japan as well with a duo that I first heard through their friendship with a great Shetland band, Fiddler's Bid. Humbert Humbert might take their name from the dodgy Lolita character, but the music is quirky songwriter stuff, and this comes from their new album, Nickelodeon. This is Life With You. Though I know she's dead, I can still see her, can talk to her. She even kisses me every morning. I can't believe she's a ghost. King Kawaiiaga. one and only Finnish harmonica quartet Sveng, founded by Eero Gunström and bringing together diatonic, harmonic, chord and bass harmonicas for that positively orchestral sound. And that was Schlatsche, I think. It features on a new compilation of music from Finland, Arctic Paradise 2012, and it's also the title track from their own current release. Before that were Humbert Humbert from their new album Nickelodeon. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where tonight's session brings you the sounds of the Blue Ridge Mountains in the hands of a young generation and led by the perfectly named Chance McCoy. And he swears that's his real name too. They started out in fine style at the Maida Vale Studios with Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. That was Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand, and we have Old Sledge in session here in the Maida Vale Studios for World on 3. And Chance McCoy, the boss man, I think. And joining him is Luke Richardson and Ben Townsend. Now, I was going to assign instruments there according to what we'd heard on the album, but it doesn't quite work like that, Chance.
It's a little tricky. It's sort of a revolving cast of musicians, and we all play fiddle and banjo and guitar.
And so, sing.
And sing, yeah. So it can make for interesting combinations. Wild cards.
We all have beards and long hair.
Yeah.
Does that come as standard with the music?
Actually, it's pretty common to find back home a fiddle player who plays banjo too and guitar. And it's amazing. Sometimes you won't even realize, and then you're just jamming with somebody that maybe you've known for years, and all of a sudden there's not a guitar player, and they just suddenly appear to fill that void, and you're like, wow, you're an amazing guitar player. I never knew that before.
So where is home?
West Virginia. Back in West Virginia, that's where I grew up. And Ben's from West Virginia, too. And Luke's all the way from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Luke, did you have that music surrounding you when you grew up as well?
Well, used to, we had that music, but it sort of, we were talking about this last night, it eventually sort of faded out and turned into something different. And that's probably a result of a lot of the local fiddle contests where people come, really polished fiddlers, what they call contest fiddlers, come in and just try to win money. And it was very discouraging for the local kind of crustier sounding fiddle players. So it was an evolving sort of sound, but there's definitely a music scene. And it was just under a different name. You know, we called it bluegrass. But so I grew up going to a barn every Saturday night and just playing harmonica and just trying to figure out melodies on the instrument and what the deal was with like different keys and stuff. So that's how I got started.
And what about you two then? Was the music around you as you were growing up in that small community?
It wasn't for me. I didn't get into it until I was in my 20s. And I actually discovered it through some younger folks who had a speakeasy down on the river. They had the basement of a house that they had spray painted black and hung Christmas lights and had a couple moldy couches. And they were selling beer down there on the weekends. And they formed this band called the Speakeasy Boys. And I joined them on guitar originally. And it was a washtub bass, guitar, mandolin, fiddle, banjo. And it was sort of through them, through younger folks, that I discovered that there was a traditional music scene in West Virginia for the first time. And once I figured out that, then I actually went farther into the mountains and actually found some of the old-timers who were still around playing the music.
And Ben, you've been over here in the mm-hmm. UK before playing with...
I've never played in England.
You've been in Scotland and in Ireland with the Fox Hunt.
With Fox Hunt, yeah.
Yeah. And so for you, what is the background then?
Well, I grew up in my town, our ag teacher in the high school... agricultural, like just the horticultural teacher
future
at the high
Farmers
school.
Farmers of America.
Yeah, Future Farmers of America. Like the director of that in our high school played fiddle. And I used to date a girl that played fiddle and used to just like laugh in her face and just be like, yeah, I'm a rocker, you know, I listen to punk rock. I'm not, what on earth are you talking about fiddle music? And then finally, when I was about 17, getting ready to leave home, it took. And I ended up with a banjo, that's a long story. And they ended up teaching me how to play it. And I went to college where he's talking about the speakeasy.
Where Chance was.
Shepherdstown, yeah, and that's how we met. I used to sit in for that banjo player. But I'd start going home, like every weekend I'd go home to play with these old guys back home, Paul Reimsberg, and I don't mean to call him old, but and Andy Herbal and that gang. Steve Ritz is the one that turned me on to playing. These guys back in Romney, just guys that play music. And I kind of got sick of playing, like, you know, 1/4 or 5 blues and just, like, jamming the same old solos that I didn't understand. And I ended up out there one night and saw that they had a whole body of music. And that was the end of it, you know. It just took me in. I started playing banjo the next day, and I never stopped.
Let's have another piece of music just now. Tell me a little bit about... it's really lovely, actually. Ain't No Ash.
Yeah, it's in the traditional mountain music scene back home. Most of the material that we perform, we learn from, you know, really old sources or handed down from one fiddler to another for generations. But this next song, Ain't No Ash Will Burn, is kind of unique because it was written by a man named Walt Aldridge, who's still around the music scene, and he's a songwriter from Nashville. So, but it's great because it's one of those songs that's crept into the traditional music scene. And the first time I ever heard it was at Mount Airy's Fiddler Convention in North Carolina. Just there was this girl there singing it, and I thought, oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And it wasn't until about a year or so later that I was able to find it, because if you hear a song and you don't know the name of it, you can't find it necessarily. Mm-hmm. So it took a whole year for that song to come back around and for me to get my hands on it again.
I suppose it's a mark of a good song when it finds its way almost instantly into what people would consider the tradition.
Yeah, and I wait for those for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I have a catalog in my mind of melodies and things that I've heard before, and I'm just waiting for them to come back around because I know those are things that I want to perform, but I don't know what they are yet.
Well, let's hear this one.
Okay, here we go.
Sledge in session, who are Luke Richardson, Chance McCoy and Ben Townsend. And there's more from them to come on tonight's World on Three. This is Mary Ann Kennedy. I'm going to carry on now with a US-based musician, Romanian-born and raised in Ghana. The Kuburlor of his stage name, One Love, the Kuburlor, is Ghanaian pidgin for a bushman. And here he hooks up with gypsy accordionist Jerome Sulas on Vino Lamine from his new album, African Gypsy. Everything you think that particular combination would yield up.
Oh, my lobby, lobby, I miss you so much. Why don't you just come to me, please?
How you beat up? Unda taidus
fina la mine aku
ye dor de tine
fina la mine aku
numa simbine
fina la mine aku
vreau să te văd
fina la mine aku
vreau să te țin
fina la mine aku
să te sărut
fina la mine aku
să te
fina
ferro
fino alla mine,
ti ha amato un cadeau
fino alla mine,
curazzat casa
fino alla mine,
am făcut masa
fino alla mine,
hainele călcat
fino alla mine,
copii s-au culcat
fino alla mine,
am făcut baie
fino alla mine,
am făcut patul
fino alla mine.
Vino la mine, vino la mine, vino la mine, acum.
Haide, haide!
Vino la mine, vino la mine, vino la mine, acum.
Nana Mboza Isidore and Kirungu, a chaotically glorious and rare recording from Cameroon, originally released back in 1955 on the Opika label, which was run by two Greek brothers. Joseph and Gabriel Musu Benatar were based in the then Belgian Congo, although they also recorded a lot of material in Cameroon. It was recorded on Shellac 78, as were all the recordings on this wonderful new 4-CD collection compiled by Los Angeles collector Jonathan Ward. Opica Pende is remarkable not just for the breadth of music it covers geographically and stylistically, but it also covers several decades of recording. The gramophone, the wind-up gramophone, remained the most popular means of playing new recorded music in many parts of Africa right up until the mid-60s, and it is definitely a collection I'm going to be coming back to. I was over in Belfast a few weeks ago for a celebration of Irish language and culture in the town, and I felt quite at home in a lot of ways. It's a shipyard city, big Victorian civic architecture, a strong Gaelic community. See, you can take the girl out of Glasgow. Anyway, I met up with the folks from Gaelin, the original Irish language record label set up in the 50s. They've released music and song by many of the great and good in Irish music, from Paul Brady and Dolores Keane to Keltori Huolan, the original chieftains. And they've also been champions of classic Shannos singing. And I laid my hands on a fantastic collection of one of the very best, Seosamh Ó Shaoimhne, or Joe Heaney. Joe came from Carna, Connemara, way out west, and a little parish acknowledged by the likes of Alan Lomax as one of the richest places in the world for traditional song. He was one of many, many very fine singers from there, although he eventually emigrated to the States. And the collection, Ó Mugúchas, from my tradition, is a perfect window onto that world of old-style singing. That's what Shannos essentially means, although, of course, there's ever an unresolvable debate on what actually constitutes Shannos. This, however, undoubtedly does. Joe Heaney here with a song of forbidden love and Sacartín, the little priest.
Donny Darcha is it a she for? Is ta she galion mochring a crew? Ni hikade wale ni. Kime mastorin tan laikashkorn is a jasel sagartin estor mokri san pabal bani Angon sherry ta shell awaited is brand o Christ is ta shetaren ern kolosti. Mishte vidogin es nangal jor ni gaitarango me nagin van bo pashte me dalane le kun je ngame prehel ma felam balat men ta farog is fichia ko and then yang won Sen farish dashi ma vil gra ta kulin katakhar is babin bon Sen rosen ardin Come, Israel. se pure ella gon har war khlai mar wel da khron no rai she mai nir lo the man on tatin shni lag man fair ach ni shin kru me o vil gabel is a home re rang on dar so tall ling me fa der mo vi Durte mamil narashion akurashidashke gunrchlal Mwishe sevidogin Es nagel jor ni retero gome nagen man bio parse med la le kon je ngame preher ma fe
Sh Joseph O'Hanley was followed by Andrew Cronshaw and Fujaruk on his new album, The Unbroken Surface of Snow. It's absolutely beautiful. It features the members of his new quartet, Sans, above all, the Armenian duduk player Tigran Aleksanyan. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy on BBC Radio 3. And this week, the World Music team are over in Denmark at the Womex World Music Expo, sussing out the latest delights for your oral pleasure. Lopa Katari is heading up that particular safari, and she'll no doubt be bringing back some good stuff. Amongst the showcase artists this year are two of my favourite musicians from this year past, the rocking shamisen players Shunsuke Kimura and Etsuro Ono from Japan. Here they are with their contribution to this year's Womaximizer sampler, Ono-san's Dancing in the North Wind.
Thank you.
First up there were Shunsuke Kimura and Etsuro Ono from the Womex 11 compilation. And you'll be able to hear how Loppa and the team got on when they get back from Denmark. Following on from that was the Bosnian singer Amira, whose voice I fell for on her last collaborative release with the sparse and very beautiful accordion backing of Marima Klucho. Here, though, she's indulged her jazz leanings with pianist Bojan Z, with a very different approach to the traditional Sevda blues of her main repertoire. That was a traditional Kosovan song, a love song where the heaviest burden borne by the singer is not her daily work, she says, but being parted from her beloved. Next up, a fantastic album which was given a big thumbs up on World Roots Reviews a few weeks ago. Aziz Samoui is probably best known for his work with the Paris-based World Music Ensemble, which takes its name from the multicultural area of the town, which is home to the Orchestre National de Barbès. This, though, is his trancy own. Aziz and the University of Gnawa, a mostly Senegalese lineup here, adding a different flavour to the Sufi sounds of Marrakech, and produced to great effect by Frenchman Martin Meissonier, and the voice is fantastic. Have a listen to this.
Yeah. Yezidin gulumaka invest tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest
tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest
iyi amaka invest ayasidik ya alfries ashin dadriti bash dart nas imtni yaq ma amti alqiyas tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest
tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest tumtumaki Yezidin gulumaka invest
awa witnso kaun madina bash sharifa awa witnsho صفا والمروة جبل عرفة هوا ويتنزور مولاي محمد شوف المصطفى هوا من حكمة ومن نبقى تما دنيا كشفة هاتم تماكي يا سيدي نقولوا ما كاين بس هاتم تماكي يا سيدي نقولوا ما كاين بس هوا طير طير حجر ولا صبر كارو معروفة هوا الغريب يغيب يدور الدايع يا ويطلب شوفة هوا حل العين اللي ما تهدى ديما ملهوفة
Aziz Samawi and the University of Gnawa, and that track comes from their album of the same name, released on the General Pattern label. Also just released is the middle instalment of a trilogy of recordings that actually go back to the height of the Brazilian acid folk scene that flourished in Europe and the US following the exile of many of the politically aware Tropicália movement. 35 years on from the original album, Visions of Dawn, Nana Vasconcelos and Mauricio Maestro are back with a follow-up, Upside Down, and this is Horizonte.
Está em seu início e eu vou surgindo por trás das coisas mortas. Todas as portas aos poucos vão se abrindo. Não é difícil achar uma saída. Eu sei que o meu caminho é longo. Sei que o meu passo é lento, eu sei. Mas não tem pressa, eu não tenho pressa não. Mas não tem pressa, eu não tenho pressa não. Mas não tem pressa. Eu não tenho pressa não. Eu sei que vou chegar na hora certa. Bata bo. As coisas mortas, todas as portas aos poucos vão se abrindo. Não é difícil achar uma saída. Eu sei que o meu caminho é longo. Eu sei que o meu passo é lento. Eu sei. Eu não tenho pressa não, mas não tenho pressa. Eu não tenho pressa não, eu não tenho pressa. Eu não tenho pressa não, eu não tenho pressa. Eu não tenho pressa. A minha vida está em seu início. Eu vou surgindo por trás das coisas mortas.
todas as portas aos poucos vão se abrindo. Não é difícil achar uma saída. Vou dar uma bola, vou levar a minha nega para Jacumã. Ver o sol nascendo na ladeira, anunciando que já é manhã. Se chegar turista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar artista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar revista, eu tando lá, não quero ler. Eu só quero ver a onda alegre subindo e descendo. Eu também com ela subindo e descendo. E a nega comigo nesse vai e vem. Nada que diz, me diz, tudo na paquera. Amor não é tolice, conversa já era. Lá em Jacumã ninguém conversa não. Vou dar uma bola, vou levar a minha nega para Jacumã. Ver o sol nascendo na ladeira, anunciando que já é manhã. Se chegar turista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar artista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar revista, eu tando lá, não quero ler. Conversa já era. Lá em Jacumã ninguém conversa não. Vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já, pra já. Vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já, pra já. Se chegar turista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar artista, eu tando lá, não quero ver. Se chegar revista, eu tando lá, não quero ler. Eu só quero ver a onda leve subindo e descendo. Eu também com ela subindo e descendo. E a nega comigo nesse vai e vem, vai, vai, vem. Nada de diz, me diz, tudo na paquera. Amor não é tolice, conversa já era. Lá em Jacumã ninguém conversa não. Vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já. Vou pra já, pra já. Pra Jacumã eu vou pra já.
Breaking free of the traditional boundaries of bossa, young Brazilian singer and producer Lucas Santana. He'll be releasing that new single next week with a London date on the 1st of November. And it comes from his album, a kind of statement of intent, really. No looking back the way in Sim Nostalgia. We're going to hear more shortly from tonight's session guests, the youthful old-timers Old Sledge. But first, another dip into the 78 RPM African Treasury, compiled by Jonathan Ward. The four CDs are roughly divided into North, West, East and South, and it's to the last of these I'm going to turn just now, a traditional Zulu song by the Evening Birds from Durban in the mid-40s. They, rather confusingly, found themselves in competition with another band of the same name, with Solomon Linda of Lion Sleeps Tonight fame in that lineup. Here, though, this song tells of a woman who's done something surprising and unexpected, although the sleeve notes, rather tantalisingly, reveal no more.
Everything tiga te winia kalala ya te gita ban kapiga te winia kalala ya te gita ban dati lele pina we ma
Some evening fair to pants and to buy. Labava Fana, Gabago, delay a dandy. These are not from kids of both, not from kids of the Juan of food. Let him see like a Satan for a hat to be present with a victory. Don't for a jingle, don't fish out of fun, don't for a seed. I'll show fun, I'll call and die.
Nothing happy now.
Birds from the Mammoth collection of 78 recordings from right across the African continent, and Opika Pende, Africa at 78 RPM, is released on the Dust to Digital label. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and I had the pleasure a couple of weeks ago of meeting up at the Beebs Maid of Ale Studios with Old Sledge, a trio from Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains, with music to match. And they carried on their session with a traditional tune, Old Beech Leaves.
Thank you.
We have Old Sledge in the studio playing live in session here for World on 3 in the Maida Vale studios. I have Chance McCoy, Luke Richardson and Ben Townsend playing for us here. And that next tune there, Old Beech Leaves, Luke, you're taking the lead on this one. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the long story is I befriended a really great fiddler in this music that we play. His name is James Bryan, and he's an older fella. Lives in Alabama, about 3 hours away from where I live, and about every other weekend or so I would go and visit him and hang out for a couple of days. And so I learned a lot of tunes, and I really love the way he plays, and so I would record them on my little tape recorder and then go back and try to figure them out so I could actually play with him. And that's the tune that he taught me. I think a girl named Kelly Jones taught it to him. Kelly's the daughter of one of his friends, Carl Jones. And this tune comes from a great fiddler named Bruce Green.
And how much is that pattern of passing tunes from person to person, how much is that part of your music?
It's part and parcel. It's an oral tradition.
Yeah.
That's the best way to take the music in.
And that's why there's still a real regionality. Like even in, if you go to West Virginia and you play in the Eastern Panhandle, it's totally different than the center of the state, and it's totally different than Kanawha County or Clay County. There's still, in our state, because of the geography, there's still really different regional styles.
Does that apply equally today? I mean, when you look down onto that kind of terrain and you can see how all the little valleys and, you know, how communities would be cut off, is it still very much like that today?
Yeah, I mean, what he's talking about with the different styles that he just mentioned in those couple areas is the modern phenomena right now. But I think that back when the roads weren't as good and things like that, I think it was even more so. Mm-hmm. But it still exists.
And in a place like Clay County, you still don't go there. Like, yeah. People don't go down in there. And so that Doc White sound, like French Carpenter and Doc White, and now it's John Morris, that sound hasn't changed at all because ain't nobody has any reason to go down into Clay County.
Yeah.
And they don't have any reason to leave. You know, they like it there, and so they wouldn't leave home, you know.
If you were going to, you know, folk wanted to find out more about where the roots of your own music lay, who would you name as being your sort of seminal influences?
A lot of West Virginia guys, mm-hmm. I know for Ben and I, because that's where we went to learn our music. So there's people like Dave Bing.
The Bings, yeah.
Jerry and Jesse Milnes, mm-hmm. Father and son, who are excellent musicians.
Andy Fitzgibbon, if you can find
Andy Fitzgibbons.
Playing.
It's interesting.
You would go to their homes?
Yeah. Well, I was actually at Andy's house a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And some of those guys are older folks and some are our age or younger.
Yeah.
So we just would go where anybody who was a good musician, we would just go visit them.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of what is very obviously, you know, a big part of your home and your lives, and you know it sort mm-hmm. of comes as a package. Obviously, this is one of the tracks that kind of jumped out of the album when it arrived a while back, mm-hmm. Ahead of your tour, Boats Up the River. There's a little bit told about it on the album, but tell us a bit more.
Well, I was living in West Virginia and I had just planted a garden, and in West Virginia you can't grow anything without protecting it from the deer because there's just thousands of them everywhere. So I planted this garden, and I had planted the garden before I built the fence, unfortunately. So I noticed the deer were starting to slip in and nip at the plants and stuff like that, and I thought, oh man, what am I going to do now? This is a bad situation. I'm going to lose all this hard work before I get my fence built. Well, a neighbor said, you know, what I do is I just take a radio out to my garden and leave it on talk radio all day, and the voices scare the deer away. And I thought, well, that's just ingenious. I'm going to try that out. So I brought a AM/FM cassette radio out to the garden. And in the States, if you're going to do talk radio, exclusively talk radio, 24 hours a day, you have to choose an AM station. And there's not a lot of choices on AM. It's either very religious or very right-wing. So neither one of those options really appealed to me personally, and the plants.
And you had the deer's, you know,
yeah,
welfare at heart, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. So, I felt bad for the deer, you know, and the plants were stunted, of course, not growing well. But so I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll make a CD. I had a CD player on it with repeat, and I'll just make a CD and put it on repeat and let it play 24 hours a day out there. So I went on the internet and downloaded some machine gun fire and dog barks and explosions and things like that. And I just thought, well, this is going to be great, but I need to put some music on here, because if I just have explosives and gunfire going off all day in the back and all night, it's going to feel like I'm in a war zone. So what I did was I found some of the spookiest, most ethereal music that I know in the traditional stuff, which is Roscoe Holcomb, who's just a really amazing banjo player who was from Kentucky, and he had what they call the high lonesome sound. And I put sprinkled his music in there with all these sound effects, and put the CD out in the garden and let it play 24 hours a day. And it did the trick for a while, but eventually the deer figured me out and wiped me out. But in the meantime, I got to learn all this beautiful music by heart just by sitting out in the garden weeding. So Boats Up the River was one that just was on that record that I made, the CD that I put together. And I listened to it probably 100 times that summer. So by the end of the summer, I just sat down, picked up the guitar, and just started playing it.
You knew it.
I just knew it right off the bat. And it instantly clicked with me as something that I thought would be something I should perform.
That's fantastic. Well, back home, I have exactly the same problem. It's October, so the deer are rutting. So yeah. It's nothing like a high, lonesome sound going on at all. It's something completely different. But they still make a mess of the garden, so maybe yeah. I'll just go and try that.
Yeah, give it a try.
Ben and Chance and Luke, thank you so much for coming in.
You want to say cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers. All right, here we go.
My soul, Lord, I'm water bound. ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, com rendas maciãs em seu vestido branco. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe uma maré. Chorava, chamava, procurava a Mariquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, com rendas maciãs em seu vestido branco. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com o seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe uma mara. Chorava, chamava, procurava a Mariquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Procurava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor.
That was a new voice on the fado scene, and lucky for us, a British-based one. Claudia Aurora takes her stage name from the Porto grandmother who was chef by day, fadista come sundown, and it comes from her debut album, Silencio. Bristol-based Claudia has a bunch of dates coming up, including the London Festival of Exploratory Music on the 2nd of November and the Musicport Festival in Bridlington on the 5th. Thanks a million once again to Old Sledge for the session, Luke Richardson, Chance McCoy and Ben Townsend. And as for next week, well, I mentioned Fiddler's Bid at the beginning of tonight's show, and it's a duo from the heart of that Shetland fiddle big band, leader Chris Stout and harpist Katrina Mackay. They'll be joining me then. The Bidders are, of course, a showcase for the great fiddling traditions of Shetland, and it's another of the band who steps to the fore here with a beautifully simple solo recording of traditional tunes from the islands. Kevin Henderson is backed up here by Swedish-based husband and wife Matthias and Nina Perez. And this set starts out with the Fields of Fula. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars, featuring the Boban Markovic Orchestra from a collection by Balkan Beats DJ Robert Soko, which takes as its inspiration the Trans-Balkan Highway, the Autoput, which is essentially the route between the beats and rhythms of Eastern Europe that reaches all of us that love them in the West. Before that, the Scots-Scandinavian connection in evidence with Kevin Henderson, Shetland fiddler with Boys of the Loch, Session A9, and of course Fiddler's Bid. And his solo album is called Findaland Again, a Shetland homecoming with Swedish accompaniment. And it was followed by the Norwegian chamber folk trio Slager, an Old Norse word for melody. And their recording, Straum Stille, Stream in Silence, made in the Sofienberg Church in Oslo, is released on the German Ozella label. And it's another slice of alternative Brighton next. Not the dance scene of True Thoughts and Contact, though, but the alternative folk of Mary Hampton. Sparse, weird, but beautiful, and with a voice that carries it all. This comes from a new release, Folly, and it's a reworking of Honey in the Rock, originally recorded back in 1927 by Memphis singer Blind Mamie Forehand. Just like honey in the rock. Mary Hampton from her new release Folly on her own Teaspoon record label. And that's it for tonight. Next week's session, as I said, comes from Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay with music from their White Nights album, a dazzling duo performance on fiddle and harp. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three. The farewell track comes from a Rough Guide collection of Cajun and Zydeco classics, the Texan-born Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, marking the territory of a new generation of young black musicians in Louisiana. But first, there's time for one more track from Opika Pende, Africa at 78 RPM. And it dovetails beautifully with Cedric Watson's Afro-Zydeco as it features the squash box, or concertina, an instrument that became popular among South African miners in the early years of the 20th century. And the man we're going to hear, Ranoko Sebaduli, did as many migrant workers must have done, paid his way from mine to home and back by playing for bed and board. Good night.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The richly romantic and the reassuringly traditional to open tonight, Liszt, Brahms and César Franck from Romania, a concert from March 2011 with the Romanian National Radio Orchestra conducted by Dizke Sorga. Setting off here with the best known of Liszt's symphonic poems, Les Préludes, the programme of the piece, if that's what it is, was inspired by a poem by Lamartine. Liszt's score is headed with lines that begin, "What is life but a series of preludes to that unknown hymn which death so solemnly sings?" And the various sections of the piece include love's happiness, life's storms, back to nature, and finally a struggle for freedom.
Thank you.